550 KBMW.
9 minutes after 9 o'clock, doing up a Friday. Made it to the end of this thing. Go ahead, take a bow, pat yourself on the back if you can multitask. It's a good thing. August 25th edition of The Morning Show. I cannot believe, and I know I'm not the only one, how fast this month has gone. And look who I have in the studio with me after about a month apart, and I was just sick about it. But she's back today, Brianna Koval.
Good morning.
Wilkin County Emergency Services. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so great to see you back in here.
I'm glad to be back in here. It makes my Fridays seem right again.
I know, and it just kind of gets my weekend on track, too. Otherwise, I'm just, like, all over the place.
I know. I understand. Maybe next time I'll bring less muggy weather.
What is up with that? Because you're kind of like our weather expert.
You know, I can't even tell you. It just is what it is.
Dog days of summer.
I know. I think we just don't. And I shouldn't say we, because it's not everybody. But I'm over the mugginess. I'm over the 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. Once you get the school supplies out, I'm ready for it to be in the 60s.
Yeah.
But we have a few more weeks before that's probably going to happen, because this is what it is.
This is what it is.
The end of August is usually pretty hot. The first couple weeks of school tend to be, it either swings one way or the other.
Yeah, it does.
It's either rainy and cold, or it's still hot. And this
year, it's
still hot.
There's no middle ground there, is there? It's one or the other.
No, it's never nice. It's either still 90 degrees or it's rainy. You know, we could use the rain, obviously. I wish it was raining, but right now we're just not in that weather pattern to get any rain. Maybe a little bit this weekend, but probably nothing super significant. It seems to be that most of the rain is staying north of us this year, which is unfortunate because, again, we could use the rain. It's been dry. Things are still pretty green right now, though.
Yeah.
The rain we had a week or so ago was really quite helpful. Greened everything up again, but still we're in quite the deficit for this year when it comes to rainfall.
Tell me about that fire index thing, because we talk about this too. These rains must have helped. It must not be quite as, because I know towards the beginning and through the middle of the summer, it was getting a little serious as far as our fire index.
It was. You have to remember, when the plants are green, they have a little bit more self-defense when it comes to, you know, spontaneous combustion, you can call it. So right now things are green. Things are damp. Like in the morning, things are damp, and that's a good sign. Brings the fire index down. It's really not much of a concern right now. Now, as we move into the fall, if we continue in this really, really dry pattern, things could change. But right now, things are pretty okay.
And speaking of fire, too, and you reminded me of this, because we're not far, can't believe I'm saying this, from the month of October, which is Fire Prevention Month, and you and I will be talking much more.
Yes.
A lot more about that.
Absolutely. We don't need to quite talk about that.
No. My point
let's
is...
Let's not turn our furnaces and heaters on yet. Let's keep the air conditioners on.
Not when it's like 100 in the shade and this kind of humidity. We're kind of in that tweener period where it's just, you know, the summer storms. Let's talk about that, too. Has that threat kind of passed us by, or do we still have to look at that in the end of August going into September?
So that threat really never passes until the snow flies. It's always still
true.
Possible.
Right.
This year's been, knock on wood, very, very quiet for our area.
It has been.
You can count on one hand, I think, the number of severe weather warnings that we've had in our, you know, listening area here. And it's been real quiet, but it's also been real dry. So they kind of go hand in hand. As the season progresses, as we move into late August, early September, the severe weather potential also goes away with it, because we start to see those cooler temperatures. And when you have cooler temperatures, you really just don't have that ability for huge storms to form. So is the severe weather threat gone for the season? Not quite yet.
Yeah.
Just wait. Get us until the middle of September, and it's going to continue to taper off. And then we have those months of drizzly rain and then, you know, the snow.
Right.
So as we progress, it's going to become less and less of a threat. But we need those cooler temperatures to go along with it first.
So that's our Brianna Koval report. And we can't leave without talking about scouts. You're a scout mom.
Gosh.
What is going on with the scouts? Your son is a scout.
He is a scout. You know, it is his last year as a cub. So next year he'll move up into the Boy Scout troop.
Wow.
So, I know.
Is he excited for that?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, he's ready to move up next year and do merit badges and all of that kind of stuff. But we are into recruiting season for scouts. So regardless of the school that your child goes to within WAPREC, they'll probably be receiving some information about scouts in the coming weeks. We typically do our recruitment night as a campfire event towards the early to middle of September, so you'll probably see some information and some yard signs around town letting you know about that. But it's also popcorn season.
That's right. That's right. That rolls around again.
Right. So popcorn is how we power our scouts to go to camp, to run our pack operations, all of those types of things. So you'll start seeing scouts around town selling popcorn. So as always, you know, be courteous, say hi, and maybe buy some popcorn. Right.
Well, that's the best popcorn in the world. I can attest to that.
It is. Okay, it's very good.
My testimonial for that. How are the numbers looking at scouts? I mean, you know, are the numbers up?
I believe our scout pack has 26 registered scouts right now. So okay. In the grand scheme of things, is it what scouts were 20 years ago? No, because we have to compete with all the different
sporting activities now.
And other types of activities. And with the push towards technology, I think lots of kids are less apt to want to do outdoor activities all the time, which kind of affects the number of kids who want to go camping and do outdoorsy things and go hiking and stuff.
Sure.
But we have a really solid group of 26 kids right now. Boys and girls are in Cub Scouts. So it's really a good pack right now. If you're interested in Scouts, reach out. We can get you some information.
How's the camping been for you this summer? You've done some camping. How's that been for you and the fam?
You know, we only actually went camping once.
Really?
I know. Well,
for you, that's unusual because usually you like to do that.
For me. So we try to go with, we have a recreational fish house. So we have an RV style fish house that we use when we go to state parks. And we just dewinterized it a week and a half ago go camping last weekend. We hope to go one more time this season. It was just a real busy summer.
Sure.
So we didn't make it out to the state parks as much as we wanted to. Hopefully one more trip this fall. But my husband and son did make it to Camp Wilderness. So they went real tent camping with the scouts. That was a good time. It was supposed to rain that entire weekend. And I believe it sprinkled on them once. It wasn't blazing hot like it had been in the years past. So it was a good weekend for them.
So the scouts are still doing that. Boy, they've been doing that for decades.
Yes.
The Camp Wilderness thing.
Yes. So Camp Wilderness is in outside of Park Rapids. Yeah. And that's the camp for this region. That's still up and running. Right now they go to Butler Wilderness Outpost when you're a Cub, and then you end up on the Camp Wilderness side when you're a Boy Scout in the troop. But yeah, it's a great time.
That's great to hear. That is great to hear.
It's a great facility there. So
listen, we could talk all morning, and we should one of these times.
Someday.
Yeah, we'll get you in here. We'll talk all morning. Brianna Colville, great to see you again.
Absolutely.
Good to have you back. Going to be back next Friday?
Yes.
All right.
I will.
Good, and we'll have more things to talk about.
As always.
Brianna Colville, Wilkin County Emergency Management. We talk with Brianna almost every Friday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Take a shot.